I'm Jed Bodwin, and you're listening to Into Music from the KMUW Studios, part of the NPR Podcast Network. My guest on this episode is Grant Mullen of Naked Giants. The Seattle-based trio formed in 2014 when all three members were 18 years old. Since then, the group has released three full-length albums, including 2024's Shine Away. In this conversation, Mullen discusses how the band has navigated a decade together, including a period of inactivity during the COVID-19 pandemic. He also discusses how the band members have learned to live with music and Naked Giants as one part of their lives, but not the sole focus. That's on Into Music, coming up now. If you could go back to when the band started, what would be some of the things that you would want to know?
Oh, man. I mean, there's two answers to that question. I kind of weigh them both equally. One is I'd want to know nothing because, you know, the whole joy of the journey was amazing. And I think knowing what I was in for, I would have made so many different choices that I don't know what would have happened. But really, the other end of that question is I think I would tell myself and my bandmates at the time that there's nothing behind that magic door you imagined when you were a kid with the whole touring thing, like that to focus more on integrity and like building character through music and focusing on creativity and creative partnership and less on like that kind of childhood desire to play the big theater or see what's behind the door. Because we found, I think, that it's a business. There's not much behind there, but what you can hold on to, and that's all fleeting too. What you can really hold on to is the relationship with your bandmates, the creativity, the kind of person you are. And that's kind of the big lesson in those 10 years from being in our early 20s and just grinding out on the road to now making this record. It's like, what's really important to us in life and how can we fit music and creativity into that?
When the band kind of started taking off, you get a record deal, you're starting to play out of town, things like that. Is it hard to kind of maintain that sort of perspective, like, of this is just one step, as opposed to like getting overly excited and like, oh, now we've made it. Oh, big things are going to happen now.
You're always hearing that and you're always feeling that because that's the dream. And I think as humans, we kind of latch on to that dream. And part of that is great. But I do definitely wish that I had built more of a life around other things than just music. Because, you know, when it's your dream and someone tells you, like, you have this big tour planned and the record's going to come out, you know, when you're 18, 19, 20, et cetera, that's like, that was my life. You know, that was everything. And I found coming home from tour, it was like, well, what do I do now? And of course, that's motivating. Like, what's the next record? When's the next tour? But I think keeping a level head would have saved a lot of kind of growing pains. Yeah, but it was all worth it. Like in one way or another, I mean, there's no better time to experience that kind of like follow your dream that hard than your early 20s when you're and with your two best friends. I mean, that was amazing.
Yeah, let's talk about that because this has been the same lineup the entire time. And that's extremely rare. So how did you luck out and kind of find each other? Because that's what it's down to, right? I mean, it's really down to the personalities and the chemistry and the, I guess, respect even, right?
It is. I think there's two parts to that too. And first of all, to start with the beginning of the story, I've known Henry, the drummer, since we were like 3 or 4 years old. We grew up together. And so that kind of bond has glued the band together for sure. And so we played together in high school and started the band as a two-piece. And then we met Gianni at like our first real show at the Crocodile in Seattle here. We just asked him to jam with us. And from there, him and I were in college together, Gianni and I. And so we had a creative relationship. And us three, for those first college years, we just bonded, hung out all the time. And there was like it felt like magic, you know, when you found people, like they're both amazing musicians. And when I like realized that, like these guys aren't just, you know, the drummer and the bass player of the band. These are songwriters and we're all on the same level, really, songwriting wise. Then we kind of developed this egalitarian band dynamic where the band led the show. There was no one of us leading the charge, which has also led to some growing pains in that way, because as we've grown and changed, and now we're much more different than each other than we were when we were 18, then it takes the work. It takes the like the conversations to address any issues, and it really, like any relationship, it takes work.
There have to be difficult conversations at times where it's like there's probably a point where one of the three of you is maybe feeling less creative or less invested in the band for some reason or some part of band life. And things have to happen, things have to get done. So you have to have those hard conversations.
You have to, and it can even be like, someone brings a song and the other two are not as into it as the one who brought it. And that's a hard conversation to have, to be a friend, to care for the other person and basically say, we're not so sure about this one. And really allow the band to move forward without, too many feelings getting hurt and be mature about it, be adults. And that's why we all have other outlets for our songs, because when you put them all into one, and you care about a song and it doesn't fit with the band, I think as an artist, you need an outlet for those too. And so we've all grown to have those outlets, which have helped us to focus on the band more closely.
Do you also, I guess, have to talk about those things like, maybe one of you wants to start a family or something, and it's like, oh, I think for the next 2 years, I don't want to do much in the way of road work or something like that. And how do you navigate something like that?
Absolutely. I mean, right now is a great example of that. Henry, our drummer, is married, and I'm in graduate school and I'm starting a new job. And Gianni's a music teacher. Gianni and Henry are both music teachers. So our schedules are insane. And Henry as well is, going on tour with other bands, getting hired as a drummer. And so I think we have to come at these conversations with each other in mind over the band. The people are more important than the band. But we have to also have those conversations of like, is the band still a priority for all of us? Because if that changes and one of us isn't invested, the whole dynamic can't work. So we have to have all those conversations at once. But really, life, like building a full life, is more important than rock and roll at the end of the day. And so we're going to make better rock and roll if we have full lives and we can bring our stories and experiences into the music, and have a good dynamic.
I know in my creative life, it has never been a constant. It's never been like I'll have like a really good year where I place a lot of things with freelance outlets. Maybe I win an award someplace or something. And then there's a chunk of time where seemingly nothing happens. And you have to have that escape valve to say, okay, if this part of my life is not happening right now, I have to focus energy in this other direction and wait for that other stuff to come back.
Absolutely. And we've been going through that a lot with, COVID. Everybody did, having that pause. And in some ways you can either thrive with it and use it to your advantage, or you can kind of let it, I won't say destroy you. That's a little dramatic, but you can let it hurt your creative process. And really, like, the creative process works like that too. There's some weeks where I pick up the guitar and everything that comes out is like, oh, I'm going to put it down. I don't need to play today. And then another week, you're in whatever inspiration comes, and I write. And I know some musicians operate where they're like, I have to work, I have to write all the time, even when I don't want to. I'm not like that. I'm like, there's something, I don't know what it is, and a good song pops out, and I go with that.
With this record in particular, when was kind of the starting point for it? Because, you mentioned like there was COVID and all this other stuff. So when do you kind of start having the conversation like, I think we should do a record now?
That's a great question, because our second LP, The Shadow, came out in 2020. So, our touring plans were all canceled, and that was a bummer. And we didn't get to tour the record, and the record didn't really achieve what we'd hoped. And so we had some songs floating around, and the first track on the record, Apartment 3, I believe, was the first song written for the record. And I mean, there was a long period where we didn't really practice too. Like, we were each writing. So I think by 2022 was when we started recording, and we were still writing, and we'd all changed a lot. That whole period marked a big shift. And so this record, I think for anyone who's listened to our previous records, there's a noticeable shift in the tone of this record. I think it's a lot more earnest, like is one thing we keep talking about, where our previous music, we were in the rock and roll realm. We were chasing something. And for this record, we decided, I think, to like take our jackets off and kind of let the world see a little bit more of what we're really built of. And that all happened kind of fast, but it's so funny with records. They come out so much later than when you work on it. You know, it's been done for over a year and we're on to the next, but that's the art life, I think.
I wanted to ask about the kind of arc of the record, because I feel like I get about three quarters of the way through and it really starts, the emotional qualities of the music and everything really start to hit me. And I start realizing this experience that I've had as I've been listening to it. Did you give a lot of thought about kind of the arc of this and the way the songs would fit together?
We absolutely did. I think we front loaded it with kind of catchier, more accessible songs that kind of led into the middle of the record that gets more cinematic and dramatic. And then this arc, I think to me, is like a redemption arc. That's what I was thinking of with the track listing. Is it's a lot about that whole past 10-year experience of going on the road and burning out and kind of building a life. I think with those last songs, to me, it's something that rock and roll does for me that I love, and why I love it so much is it encapsulates this feeling of choosing to live in spite of it all. Like, that's the feeling of rock to me. It's like, in spite of all this, I'm going to keep going. And that's like a human experience. And so I think the end of the record captures that sentiment, where there's some disillusionment, there's some chaos, and then at the end of the record, it's the choice to just keep going and keep living and keep creating. That's kind of what we had in mind.
You talked a little bit about how this is a shift. It's interesting because the previous record coming out in 2020 and maybe not doing what you wanted it to do and so forth, there might have maybe, I would guess, be some freedom in that, because now it's like, you know, if that had taken off, then people might be expecting more of the same or something, and you wouldn't have had time to become the people you are.
That's absolutely true. I think that whole period was a reprieve that we needed from, like, when you're working in music, there's expectations of tours, and this record follows the next record. And to have that breath was amazing. So when we came back together, I mean, all those personal issues you mentioned at the beginning, that was like our time to work through everything. So we came together at the same time that the music changed, and it all happened to coincide well. And it could have been the end. I mean, that marked a period where it was kind of do or don't. And we chose to do.
You mentioned earlier about, you know, sometimes somebody bringing in a song and one or two of the other members will say, I don't know about that. But I would imagine, too, that there are times where somebody, maybe you've brought an idea that you were kind of lukewarm about or something, and then they ran with it and they were like, oh my gosh, this is like amazing. Does that kind of thing ever happen?
Absolutely. It's funny because there's so many ideas that it's sometimes hard to track. Like, sometimes that experience that you just mentioned will happen and the other two will forget. And I'll be like, remember that song you guys loved? And they're like, I don't know, it doesn't sound familiar. And I'm like, no, you loved it. So things change day to day. But the opposite happens too, where I'll bring a song that I love. Like, this happened with the song Bad Guys Win on this record. It's kind of like a early 2000s pop rock type thing. And I remember bringing it in and Gianni, the bass player, was not really into it. Sometimes you have to make that decision of like, I believe this song belongs on the record, and stick to it. And then kind of ask the bandmates, like, let's just try it again. Let's try it again. You might like it more. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, it grew on all of us. And sometimes it's worth sticking by your idea if you really believe in it.
Is this a band that really can only exist with the three of you? Like, if somebody decided at some point, I want to move on, does that spell the end of this?
I believe so. I think for Naked Giants, that it's the three of us. And imagining replacing one of us just doesn't feel right. It's, you know, the band is us, and of course we're all musicians, and regardless of what happens, we'll be playing, we'll have other projects, and and we'll make the music, we'll make our music. But yes, for Naked Giants, it's the three of us, and it always has been since the beginning, you know, equal ownership, equal creative input. And yeah, we've thought about adding a member or something, because this record in particular, having two guitars would be great. But even that, we always were just like, it's just the three of us. That's just what it is.
You've been listening to a conversation with Grant Mullen of the band Naked Giants. The group's latest release is 2024's Shine Away. You can learn more about the band at nakedgiants.com. Our digital producers are Carly Cooper, Beth Golay, and Hugo Fan. Our theme music is composed and performed by Torin Anderson. You can learn more about this podcast at kmuw.org, and we do welcome your questions and comments at info@kmuw.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.